إذا شكرا.
Hey, welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast, where we play video games, review movies,
and banter about all things pop culture. Let's do this.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast. Today we are going to be talking, we're actually going to be ranking our top 10 Jim Carrey movies. Episode. I'm here joined with the one and only Jordan Davis.
Jordan.
Say hello. Jordan Davis.
Hello. My name is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. And it's been a while. It's been 2 weeks for us. How have you been, Jordan?
I've been well. Thank you for asking. How have you been, Matt?
I've been okay. My right shoe is squeaky, so I need to get a new pair of shoes.
Oh, man, that's constant for me.
It's so frustrating.
My work boots have the worst squeak ever.
Really?
Yeah, and the guys keep making fun of me because I do drag my feet a bit.
Yeah.
A bit too much. But I also am, like, hopping in and out of lifts and, like, all on the ground, standing back up, you know, like, and I'm not always on the smooth concrete that they are. But right. The bottom of my shoes, after a year, look like they're 16-year-old shoes. They are beat to hell.
Yeah, I don't know what. I have a pair of Nikes, and I love them, but I can't figure it out. It's like something with the way it's layered on the bottom grip on the right side just keeps squeaking every step. And we went to Disneyland a couple weeks ago, and I was hoping, like, walking on it a ton would maybe, like, wear it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not, and it's only gotten worse. And, it's driving me bonkers. So that's what's going on in my life. And I got back from DC. So that too. Also, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning. Sorry, everybody. We were planning to play Super Mario 64. But
my online pass is having some issues for some reason. So
my guess is it's your girls. So but
not really cool to just immediately point blame, but like,
I'm just going from what you said.
I said if this game doesn't work, then my girls jack something up. But this game worked, so okay. We can't just assume that yet.
All right, so we're gonna
maybe
do some,
it was your daughter.
It could easily be actually my daughter. She's now purchased her second thing. I think we've talked about it on the podcast before. Amazon, she purchased Oppenheimer out of nowhere. So Bria texts me, this was on Friday, or actually is this week, I think it's Monday, and she goes, did you purchase a book of 201 dad jokes on your Kindle?
She's like, I gotta catch up with dad's crappy jokes.
I was like, no, I don't need a book. I've got my own dad jokes. So apparently Becca's taste is kind of a grown man's taste. She's got Oppenheimer, which is seems a little bit on that like dad dude film, and 201 dad jokes is her first book of
201.
Yep, 201.
No wonder if she was going for 101 Dalmatians though.
Maybe that
dad jokes Dalmatians, like
that's a pretty good theory. But anything else new with you?
I
feel like
much.
We just haven't talked because I've been gone, and we just haven't until today, I haven't seen you for like a week.
Me and my girlfriend went to... Look, my controller's having issues. I need to... Why is it... Oh, never mind.
Okay. Why?
No. Why? The other why.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's on? No. R is...
Although you might need R.
No. Okay. Maybe I do need R.
Okay. So we're playing Mario Kart because that's just, which we have found in the past can be a very distracting game to
very
play.
Very hard to play.
So we will do our best for the viewers.
I'm just going to be, you just got to understand that I'm going to crash so I can check my stuff out, but I'll kind of press the buttons while I'm looking at my stuff.
Well, maybe you should do the bumpers then because then you'll kind of stay on
the
track.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
But... For the viewers, we're sorry if we do terrible with Mario Kart. We weren't prepped. And for the podcasters, we're going to make sure that we stay focused and on topic. So
now I turned them all on.
That's just going to be crazy.
Ah, this is easy.
Well, actually, that one's probably going to mess it up more.
Oh, yeah. we got the tilt on. No, that's not that one. That's that one.
There we go. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
dude, we're doing great. We're doing fantastic. Great.
We're in ninth place.
Let's use that speed. Okay. Yeah, sorry. So I went to, my girlfriend and I went with Dylan and Danny. Dylan's been on here before. Y'all should remember him. He actually was the last one on it.
And the first guest.
And our first guest. So, but we went to the Connor Price concert last night, which was so good. I really like Connor Price.
Yeah, you've always been kind of into him, especially this past year.
Yeah, about the last 2 years, I feel like this last year, I've been really into him, but I've known him for pretty good for the last 2 years. But I don't know, he's great, and it was
really
a fun concert.
Really got to know somebody before you get into him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's just joking. You know, that's what she said. You know.
Yeah, where was it at?
The Complex.
Okay, small side or large side? Just curious what his pool was.
The large side for sure.
Oh, okay.
There was 2,800 people there.
Whoa.
And
he was that big.
Yeah, he sold out completely.
That's a big pool. That's awesome.
It was hard to find a second ticket for me when I bought my ticket, and then later I bought a ticket for Ariel, and it was really hard to find that ticket. I was like going on all these random, you know, the ones that hand out those fees, like, here, look, we have these
fee
for $20. Come check them out. Oh, we forgot to mention the $197 processing fee.
It's the worst.
And this is the last ticket. You have 10 seconds to buy. Oh, come on.
Yeah. I was just complaining about that to Jeremy, who's been on the podcast too recently, the guest before Dylan, if memory serves me correct. But, he just bought tickets to Enter Shikari, and he was like, you gotta come. And I was like, all right.
Enter Shikari is the name?
Yeah.
Of the artist?
The band, okay. Yeah. And he's really into him. He got me into that band, and I really dig him. And I was like, how much was he? He's like, 35. And then a processing fee, so it ended up being like 50. And I was like, oh, man, dude.
That's the worst.
So,
I mean, it was well worth it. Plus, I've been super into Connor Price. I like his music a lot. Some of it, I feel like I kind of relate with him a lot. Like, just who he is as a person, kind of. I feel
a nerdy
like
white guy.
Yeah, nerdy white kid.
Into rap.
But, yeah. White rapper.
Yeah.
Things I aspire to be.
Those
yeah
are all.
Is he from Canada? I didn't even
yeah
know.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
But, yeah, I mean, so it was well worth buying that extra ticket for the higher cost, because it was a great concert. I had a lot of fun. And it's always awesome to hang out with Dylan and Danny, too. So.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah.
Still got to try and convince Danny to get on here. So.
Yeah, we'll see.
She's too shy, but she's awesome. All right, okay. Yeah. Let's get into it, though, because we are doing Jim Carrey movies, top 10. And with our top 10s, we always struggle to stay within the hour. So we want to stay within the hour. It's 8:15 right now. Let's try and move
well,
through.
Well, I was going to mention one more thing that I did.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Me, my girlfriend, and my girls, we went and got pedicures.
Did you really?
And I'd like to show you my toes.
You
when you go
purple
to those shops, I would like for you to understand that there are very different priced nail polishes. And they just point you to a rack and say, pick one of those. And then this is the, you know, like, this is what you can have. Here, manicure, pedicure, whatever. I'm like, I want a pedicure. One. They're like, cool, go pick a color. And I kind of thought it was like included in the price. And then halfway through, they're like, yeah, you know, this color is $26 extra, right? And I'm like, what? God.
As they're putting it on you?
Pretty
of
much.
Of course.
Not, it was right before, but I'm yeah like, at this point, I'm not going to stand up and go and pick another color.
Like, wait.
And
wait,
the
wait
girls, we all picked the nice colors.
Of course. They probably put them there on, like, purpose on, like,
oh, for sure. She pointed at that rack. So I kind of assumed, like, I mean, they were all yeah kind of in the same area, but she, I don't know. Whatever, it's my fault. I should have questioned it more, but and then it was extra money to see that little stripe on there. That's called a cat eye. They
okay
use a magnet that pulls, like, they set a magnet on your foot and it pulls like the I don't know, the metal, I guess, inside the nail polish. Oh, it gives it like kind of
stripe.
And it stripes it, yeah. It's called a cat eye, and they charge even more for that in that so color that I got.
Costing you?
Oh, I don't even want to say it on here.
Oh, come on. How much was
the
it?
The whole trip was like $400
oh, my
something
gosh.
Dollars.
All four of you?
All four of us, yeah.
Okay. Still.
Actually,
oh my
no.
Gosh.
Yeah, I think it was about 400. I want to say it was like 380 Ooh. To 400, I think. But it was, I was like, oh, well,
keep those toes.
Girls, you better be ever and happy.
Yeah. You better keep those toes nice and clean.
Yeah, right. They are show gel nails, so they're supposed to stay on for a long time.
All right.
They're going to be pretty for so long until my nails grow out.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Matches your toe tattoo so well.
Wow.
Okay, cool. Well, that's awesome. It's good to catch up. And we're
and pedicures are awesome, just so you know. They feel so good. Have you ever got one?
Yeah, I did. I got one. Okay, a pedicure is the feet or is manicure the feet?
Pedicure's feet, manicure's hands.
I got a pedicure on a honeymoon.
A mani pedi. A mani pedi is hands and feet.
Okay. I got a pedicure on our anniversary a few years back. We went up to Park City and did like a 2-hour massage, a couples massage, and did pedicures. And they have like a man pedicure up there. They call it a manly pedicure. They give you a football to hold on to and everything.
Do they really?
No.
I'm like, what? No, they don't.
I didn't get a football. They didn't give me a football. They gave me a Barbie. But
they gave me a really big check.
Yeah. So I, it was really nice. I have a hard time with people touching my feet. Cause it, not cause I'm like grossed out by it, but because it tickles. I'm like super, super sensitive on my feet.
Oh, I don't. I'm like, yes.
So I was like,
rub on those toes
the whole time. I was like, this is not relaxing for me. Cause I'm trying not to tick, like laugh. Cause she was, or like kick her in the face.
Like 40-year-old version.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she's like,
he's like, boom.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, I looked like Dumb and Dumber toenails when I went in there. But when I came out, it felt nice afterward. But I don't think I'll do it again. It was nice. It felt good. But I was just too ticklish. I was just way too ticklish. So.
Yeah. Real quick,
yeah.
Nick Foles hopped on, said, "Hey guys, sorry I'm at the in-laws for dinner, but I'll catch the second half."
All right.
So thanks for hopping on and saying something. He said, "Jim Carrey is one of the funniest people alive," and I agree with that 100%.
I do feel like he's a very polarizing figure in comedy, though. He does seem to have people that you kind of either love him or you hate him, kind of like Adam Sandler. Where
yeah, like Grandma Eileen.
Oh, I imagine she hates.
Despises.
That makes sense. I don't. I bet she's not too into Adam Sandler either.
Yeah, I doubt it. But I did show her one once, and she was like, "Okay, that was an okay movie." But she's like, "I just don't like how he acts, who he is." Whoa. I guess I need to be a little closer.
I think you're good. Okay. I think you just kind of faded, but I think you're good on the mic. You're good.
But.
Yeah, well,
let me
get into
how
it,
he
dude.
Acts. Yes.
I like Jim Carrey. My wife is me one too. Of the people
My
who
wife.
Hates Jim Carrey. And she doesn't like her movies. And I've tried multiple movies to try and get her into Jim Carrey. And she's humored me with Adam Sandler. And she can do say Adam Sandler to an extent. But she picked one movie, and it did make my top 10, that she's like, this one's the if you hate Jim Carrey, this is the only good Jim Carrey movie. But to be fair, she hasn't watched all of them. So, well, let's get into
it. Can I take a wild guess?
Yeah, go for it. What do you think it is?
I would think, I want to say Fun with Dick and Jane, but I don't think she's seen it.
That is it.
It is it?
Yeah,
okay, cool. Yeah, Jane. I was like, I could see Bria getting into that, but yeah, I'm like, I don't know if that one's like a popular enough one that she would necessarily like want to, you would watch it together because you're obviously not watching a ton together. You know,
yeah, I tried to get her into two movies. Like I thought, okay, these would be decent Jim Carrey movies that she'd like. The Pet Detectives are not going to be her jam, right? No. But I tried Yes Man.
But Dumb and Dumber is her jam. No, she'd be like,
she does not. No, she hasn't seen it. and I've
I bet she won't see it too.
I think the only way she'll see it is if we're like on vacation as our family, because we like Jim Carrey movies, mm-hmm. and we're watching it, and she's like, okay, I'll just watch it because you guys are watching it.
If but I have to.
I think it's a really hard sell on a couple's night for her to do a Jim Carrey movie. Mm-hmm. But I did Yes Man and Fun with Dick and Jane, and she didn't like Yes Man, but she did
like... She didn't like Yes Man? Mm-hmm. That would have been my next guess.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's... It's a more rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually feel like... And not I didn't mention Jim Carrey. It in my rom-coms, and I wish I did. I don't think I did. Because I really like Yes Man.
Yeah. Yes Man's great, and... I think it's also not too, I think Jim Carrey's a very physical, comedian. Mm-hmm. And
let's get physical.
Yeah.
Physical.
And I think,
I wanna get physical. Oh,
keep
sorry.
Going.
I
no, was keep just, going. I
don't know any more of it. More of
let
it.
Let me hear your body talk. Body talk. He's a very, but you know what I mean? Like, he's very energetic.
He oh, for
uses
sure.
his body a lot as, like, his source of humor, his face impressions and stuff.
Yes.
And I feel like Yes Man, he
animated.
Dials that.
I would say he's very animated yeah. is a good way to put that.
Yeah, and I think he dials that back in those two films. So I was like, okay, I think these ones are pretty good for
okay.
not being overly Jim Carrey humor, yeah. you know? But she didn't really like Yes Man. So
surprise, but that's awesome that I guess the Fun with Dick and Jane, which is a phenomenal movie. It's
yeah, made so my top good. 10.
Yeah.
It, well, let's sure with that, let's get into it. How about we do that? So we'll start, with our number 10s and, we'll work our way up. So,
you go first.
I'll go first. Yeah. So I debated back and forth between two movies, to make this number 10 spot. But I ended up going with The Cable Guy. Have you seen The Cable Guy?
I have. And I liked it. It didn't make my top 10.
Yeah, it was on and off my top 10. I had a couple movies that were kind of floating in and out of the number 10 spot. And I finally went with Cable Guy.
Over which one didn't make it to your top 10, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind you asking.
Unless you want to wait until I say it, if it's in mine, I guess we
could do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that first. Oh,
just
we'll
tell
see.
Me when it does.
Yeah.
Like that one was the one that didn't make it.
Yeah. And, I like this one. It's definitely, if you're not into Jim Carrey, Cable Guy is not the one to watch.
Yeah.
He's kind of creepy in it. And, but
he's his like animation to the maximum.
Yeah, it's
like,
very
it's,
physical.
It's annoying
comedy.
If you don't
yeah.
like if yeah. you're not into his style.
And he plays
sure.
kind of this stalker guy, and it's a little sad too. It's a little like depressing because he's kind of just this weird, crazy cable guy, and he just wants a friend. But
like the premise is kind of cute.
It's kind of sad.
And, but it's like he just is trying to make friends. That's all he's doing, but he annoys
crazy.
Them and he's
yeah.
crazy. And he, so it's like cute, but it ends up being like too much. But he, in a way, like kind of, I feel like the character he plays is kind of like, doesn't realize he's like, maybe he's like on the spectrum or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
And he doesn't realize like what he's doing.
He definitely doesn't have social awareness.
Exactly.
But he was raised on television, right? He was the cable. He grew up watching these television shows and movies, and he wanted to be like that. He wanted life like that. But,
yeah.
So it gets a little sad. But my favorite scene is they're at this, like, they're at this dinner where it's like a medieval night dinner.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And he puts the, like, bacon on his face.
And he's holding the freaking... chicken bones
yeah,
like
and, he's holding, and he goes silence of the lambs whatever and I was like oh dude that is such a funny take and I think I don't know it's funny it's definitely not his funniest role because it's kind of borderline weird and crazy but I mm-hmm. like that one so that's my number 10. What's your number 10?
Awesome. I'm going to go with wait, I didn't put numbers next to him. Let me see if I have 11. I actually may have messed up one. Talk, Matt, talk.
Oh, okay. Well, should I do the poll real quick? While you're going through that? Or are you
yeah,
going to be able to do
sorry.
It?
Sorry, it's because I duplicated a couple real quick. So let me, I was like, this list looks taller. I was adjusting them and I forgot to delete
Okay. Do you want me to do the poll?
Yeah, just do the poll real quick, and then I'll jump back into that. All right,
so pause. We're going on the poll for a minute. Okay, so here's the poll. And thanks, everybody who voted. This was a great turnout. We had almost 80 votes for this poll, so I really appreciate everybody that voted and a bunch of add-ins. So here's what we had on our poll. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, Batman Forever, Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, The Cable Guy, Liar Liar, The Truman Show, The Grinch, A Series of Unfortunate Events, Bruce Almighty, Fun with Dick and Jane, Number 23, Horton Hears a Who, Yes Man, Sonic the Hedgehog, Dark Crimes, and then these were add-ins. Mr. Popper's Penguins, which I have not seen. Me, Myself, and Irene, which I have seen. I forgot about that one. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I have seen that. It was a while back. That was like one of his serious roles. And then Man on the Moon, another kind of serious role. I've seen that one too. It's a great one. So here were the winners, the top three. There were a clear-cut top three winners. Oh, never mind. There's a tie for third. So do you want to guess what the tie for third was?
I'm going to go with The Grinch.
The Grinch was not... No, wasn't... Oof. Did not make the podium.
Okay. Then my next guess would be Ace Ventura 2.
Ace Ventura 2 did make the poll, but it was not in the third place spot. The third place spot was a tie between Bruce Almighty and Yes Man.
Okay.
So, nice. Number two.
Good choices.
Was Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, like you said, number two.
Okay.
Got the silver. And do you want to guess what got the gold?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. It was a clear-cut winner. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of votes, man. I'm really impressed with everybody's votes for this. So Dumb and Dumber took the gold. So thank you to everybody who voted. Loved it. Loved the write-ins. And we'll probably talk about a lot of these throughout the course. So with that, Jordan, you're number 10.
Yep. I apologize again. Real quick, Ken Van Horn hopped on. He said the best one. And then he said me and. Is that a movie?
I think he means me, myself, and Irene. I'm sure that's what he means.
Okay. Just to make sure, is that what you mean, Ken? And thanks for hopping on, man.
That one is. I remember watching that when I was younger, and it was pretty good. I think I can't really remember that movie too well. He's like a cop.
I didn't rewatch it either, but I know I've seen it at some point. But it didn't make my top 10.
All right, go ahead. You're number 10.
Okay, my number 10 is Horton Hears a Who.
Okay, that was one I debated putting on my list.
Oh, really?
Well, it was one of the three that were kind of
nice
debating.
And I like it. Cicely loves it. Keely despises it for some reason. But Cicely always does this thing. I can't remember I think it's Katie is the tiny little animal in his class, his name.
Yeah,
and Cis always does that. Yeah, she's like,
does that perfect.
Yeah, she does. She it backs so good it up and it kills she's me so every good at time. It too. Like, thanks, Katie.
Yeah, that one was like, kind of underrated, actually, as an animated.
I think so,
series.
Too.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. I think Jim Carrey does a great job being a cartoon as well. Because
what was another cartoon that he's in?
Well, that one. Let's see. I swear he's in one more. I don't know. Anyways, regardless, he doesn't need to be in more than one. I think he did great because he is so animated that he works really well with cartoon characters. He like brings them to life even more because of how animated he is as a person.
He was a Christmas Carol. That was animated.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'll go next then, or did you have any other thoughts on that one before?
No, that was that was my favorite part because of Cicely and.
So that was one of them that was almost in my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think my other one makes your top 10. So I'm going to hold out on seeing what the other one was. Okay, my number 9. I know it's a Christmas one, but The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This one is just awesome. It's super so quotable.
Mine's on my list.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Two of my favorite quotes are, am I just eating because I'm bored? That's one of my I do that all the time now with my wife. And then the other one is 6:30, dinner with me.
Oh my gosh.
I can't cancel that again.
Wallow in self-pity.
And stare into the abyss. Yeah.
Solve world hunger. Tell no one.
Love that. What's Christmas about? Vengeance. Oh, I mean presents. jury duty. Jury duty. Back Melvin's conviction notice. Eviction notice.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah. So The Grinch is my number 9. I think it's just a great Christmas movie. My wife does not like it, so I have to. That's the one Christmas movie out of all of our Christmas movies that she's like, you can just watch it on your own, and so I do. So anyway,
that's awesome. That's a great one. Mine's on there, so it'll come up. Real quick, you went to Mike hopped on, said Dumb and Dumber is definitely one of my favorite funny movies.
I don't know if that one made my list.
Just kidding. And then, let's see, held a message. Oh, never mind. That's just a blank one. The scene on me, myself, and Irene with the giant dildo was hilarious.
Is that Ken? I remember it being like an R-rated movie. I remember watching it when I was younger and being like, oh, this is really a bad movie.
But, I'll have to watch it again.
I haven't seen it. And it kind of, people don't remember that one. I mean, he added it in. And I forgot about that movie. So. Okay.
And you went to Mike said Dumb and Dumber is very quotable too. And we'll get to quotes on that one.
Yes, I have quotes on all my movies.
It didn't make our list, but we'll get to quotes.
We'll talk about Dumb and Dumber for sure.
Yeah.
All right. What's your number 9, dude?
Okay. My number 9 is Batman Forever.
That was my other, I thought it'd make a list. That was my other one, yeah. Honorable, that I was going between. That one was more so, I was going between that and
I watched
Cable Guy.
That a lot as
yeah,
a kid.
That's why. As a kid, we watched that a ton.
And I actually have that shirt on right now.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
It's the Riddler and the Batman. So, I don't know if you can see it or not. I don't know. You can kind of see it better in Matt's camera.
I think you can see it.
I don't know if that
camera
works, but anyways, no, mine was up here.
Visual of your camera.
It's
oh,
like
okay.
Just my head. So.
Sorry.
It's a question mark with Batman's head, like kind of collaged with it, I guess is a good way to explain it. But anyways, that's not important. What's important is I love Jim Carrey in that one. The Riddler is awesome. He's always been one of the villains that I've really loved.
Yeah, he was.
And great. I just love, he's animated in everything he does, but like when they're playing, shooting at Batman's boat and they're trying to hit him with like the rockets, and he's like, oh, you sunk my battleship. Yeah. And the Joker or Two-Face is like, me, huh? Me? I just like that scene a lot.
Yeah. Who's Two-Face again? It's
guy that plays Kay in Men in Black.
Yeah, what's his name?
Kay.
Oh yeah, that's right. Kay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think his name is Harvey Dent.
Yes. Can we trust him? Harvey Dent, can we trust him?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen that?
What?
Okay, there's a college I thought it was from a common movie, but it's from College
Humor.
Oh,
I have seen that
it's
one.
Batman, like Bad Batman.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Harvey Dent. Or can we trust him?
Pete Holmes. Yeah. Yeah, he plays the Batman. Yeah. So okay, good pick. That was one of...
Yeah,
did
that one reminds
quote,
me a lot. No, I don't. But that one reminds me a lot of my childhood.
Yeah, and that's why I kept throwing it in
I remember repeatedly... Like, I think when... Nobody could ever watch Jimmy Neutron enough, as much as Matt, in any
just
movie.
Just the movie.
Like, any movie. Nobody can watch as many times as Matt has watched Jimmy Neutron. It's unreal. But that would be very close. I remember watching that all the time as a kid. And I kind of feel like I haven't seen it in a long time, and I do want to watch it again.
Yeah, when I was looking up some of the Reddit threads of people ranking movies and some websites and stuff, that was always like so low ranked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I
think you can play.
Well, I was going to do mine.
Okay.
Okay, so number 8 for me is Yes Man. I love this movie. I think it's really good. I'm going to just do a couple quotes on this one. It's kind of a newer one-ish. If you look at Jim Carrey, you know, it's kind of a newer one for him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he hasn't done a lot lately. So other than like Sonic. But yes, man, my two favorite quotes are, one is when he, after he learns the guitar and he plays the song for the guy that's thinking about jumping, which is hilarious, and he plays the Third Eye Blind.
What's that?
Third
Eye Blind song.
Won't
you step back from that ledge, my friend?
We could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. But he, when he finishes it, he slams it and he goes, "Oh, got blisters on me fingers." And I, after that movie, I do that all the time with the guitar. I'd be like, "Oh, got blisters on me fingers." If we were like, when I was doing the band thing and we were playing a, practicing a bunch or whatever, I'd be like, "I gotta go. I got blisters on me fingers." And then the other part is,
I did that when I was in a band too.
Yeah, you did. It was the violin, right? But
no, I can't even do that.
That's it was the kazoo.
Too much talent. Speaking of, Keely's been running around with a kazoo lately in my house.
Oh boy,
and I'm
that's
like,
got to be just awesome.
I can't wait until that happens to get lost.
My other quote is, my other favorite part of the movie is when he drinks a ton of Red Bulls and stays up through the night with his friends, and then he goes to go on a run with the girl he likes, and he opens the door to the car when he gets there, and just a bunch of Red Bulls pop out, and he's like, "Have you ever had a Red Bull? I love Red Bulls. Red Bulls." And he's like, and he's got a necklace around his neck. He's like, "I got a necklace. It's glow in the dark, but you can't really see it right now unless you do this." And he puts his hand to his eyes, and then he's like running, and he's like, "Let's go!" And he starts running,
taking pictures.
And then the next scene, you see they go around the corner, and he's just passed out.
Yeah. And they all take pictures as they pass him.
It's so good, though. It's so funny. The way they do that with the camera is hilarious. So, Yes Man is my number eight.
That's so good, yeah.
What's your number eight?
My number eight is, I believe it's Liar, Liar.
Ooh, yep. Good pick.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that one. I quote it all the time. My favorite part is when he's trying to lie in his office to the pen. And he's this pen is really, this pen is royal blue. Then he writes all over his face, and the like secretary comes in like, "Hey," and he's like, "The pen is blue, the pen is blue." Yeah. But there are tons of funny ones. The other one's like, "How was that?" after they're in bed together. Yeah. And he's like, "I've had better." Because he can't lie.
That's like one of the most quotable lines. I have one. I'll talk about that when I get to it. I have a couple of my favorite quotes, but I'll hit them when. Or should I do them now?
I've waited on the ones that
okay,
I've.
Okay, I'll wait then until I hit it, because that one made my top.
It gives something to talk about when we get to the next.
Okay.
When we get to it again. So.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Let me hit some comments. A couple more came in real quick.
Yes.
You went to Mike said, "Blisters on the Fingers" is a quote from the end of the Beatles song Heller Skelter.
Helter Skelter
by Ringo Starr, I believe. And then
no
Ken
way
Van Horn.
I didn't know that. I got blisters on my fingers. I don't really like that song by the Beatles, so that makes sense. Why?
And then he said, "My favorite part of that movie is the girl in the elevator."
Which movie
is that?
Girl in the elevator. I think that's Liar, Liar, right?
Oh. Yes, the knockers part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's been really nice. That's because you got huge boobs. And he's like, sorry, jugs.
I just peeked out there for sure.
I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Mama.
Yeah, that's a little inappropriate. Sorry. But that is a funny scene, though. Apologies for the inappropriateness for the children.
Oh, it's fine.
You'll
understand when you're older kids. All right, sorry.
Did you have anything else on Liar, Liar?
Nope, that was, sorry, those were the comments. So did I Liar, Liar?
Yeah,
now
it's my
turn again.
Right, okay. All right, so I am on number 7 then, and this is where my wife's only movie that she likes comes into play, Fun with Dick and Jane.
Then we hit the same spot on that one.
Oh, number 7?
Yeah, mine's sick. Number 7
That seems
well.
Like the perfect spot for that one.
It's good.
If you're not super into Jim Carrey, I think it's a really good movie where it's
but
not
you can
over
definitely
the top,
respect him for it.
But it's funny, it's yeah. Good. And there's yeah. a lot more physical humor in that. When I say physical, I just mean like, he's not over the top with it, but I don't know. It's really clever. I have a couple lines. A couple things that I thought were really funny. One, it's hilarious that the kid has a Spanish accent. And he's like, because their nanny speaks Spanish. And so he knows Spanish better than English. And then the other one is the scene where they're wearing masks. They put on masks as they're robbing people, and they're like,
the robot like, voices.
These are awesome. We sound so cool. And he's like, yeah, we do. And Bria like was crying laughing in that scene.
Oh, good.
When we
That's
watched
awesome.
It, she just thought that scene was so funny. So, Fun with Dick and Jane. I think it's hilarious. Also,
I like when they steal all the grass.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. And I was going to say her line. She's like, they repossessed our grass. I didn't know they could do that.
He's like, I got you your lawn.
And he go out there and there's just patches.
And there's just patches and all the neighbors come out and they're like, just one and he just looks patch. At him when he picks up his newspaper like Whoa. An animal.
So good.
The other part is when it's like an all-you-can-eat
salad
bar. Oh,
yeah, that's your 7, huh? So you should... I was going to be like, oh, you should save it till it's your
Oh, yeah. No,
pick,
I'm
but
on,
that's
I'm
your
all
same
it.
One. Same
the,
one.
When he's at the all-you-can-eat salad bar and he walks away with this plate of salad that's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah. Or when they're showering with the sprinklers, like, okay, kids, here we go. Outside showering. Oh, dude.
I love it.
That one's great. So.
Yeah, so good. If you haven't seen it, you definitely should give it a watch, even if you hate Jim Carrey. Like, I feel like Grandma could get on board with that, too, especially if Bria did.
Yeah, Bria made sure, when I told her we were doing Jim Carrey movies, I was like, do you want to come on for Jim? She's like, I'd rather die. But she was like, but you do need to tell them, anybody that's on there that's just listening because they're a dedicated individual and they hate Jim Carrey, that one's a good one to watch. So that is from a non-Jim Carrey fan, that is the one to watch. So any other thoughts on that one, Jordan?
No, that's it. And that's where I think we... No. I'm going to just jump to 6 then. Is that okay?
I think it goes back to me then, right? Or you can go.
Oh, we both landed on 7 at the same spot. So yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Cool. Oops.
Oh, whoa, don't throw it at me, dude.
Sorry,
it's
dude.
It's fine. I'll take it.
Jeez. Okay. Sorry. I just don't like you very much.
Yeah, I know.
I know, right? It's only because of like the money. It's only because of the money we make that we do this podcast. All right. So this one's
so much money, dude. I feel bad for people that watch us that don't make as much money as us on, you know, because they can't do this like we can.
Also, we'll give you our Venmo if you'd like to donate to our
Please
debt,
donate
our
to
debt
us.
Fund. So my next one is a more serious one. So it's The Truman Show. I think this one's so good. Really satire, like the themes. This one I'm going to get a little more serious. I'm not going to do a lot of quotes because this one was on a lot of people's lists as his best movie ever. But I like the themes of like agency and the pursuit of truth and like questioning like your realities and things like that. And, it's kind of fitting in today's world. I think, if you go back and watch it with, some of the things that happened in 2020 mm-hmm. and, I won't get political or anything on that, you know, but that was just a couple of weird years and people were really involved in our lives, but
I did enjoy it. It didn't make my list. I maybe it was the time I watched it. I should have watched it again.
I think you
but
should
I didn't
give it
time.
Another shot.
I will for sure.
As an adult.
I know I liked it. It just wasn't up there for me. It was kind of like another one that spoiler if it's on your list, but
that's okay.
Number 23. I
didn't like that one.
I thought it was like great that he can do a serious role, but it threw me off. You know, I'm like, this isn't really Jim Carrey.
Yeah, dude. I'd also say, like, I think Adam Sandler does better serious roles than Jim Carrey does serious roles.
Did you see that other one, though, that I put on the poll? The
Eternal
Dark, Dark Crimes.
Dark. Yeah, I heard that one. I didn't watch that one. I heard that one was awful. It has like a zero on Rotten Tomatoes. Really? I've heard that one's terrible. So. Anyway, that's my six. So what is your six?
Let's see here. Yes, Man.
Oh, okay. Cool. We got those ones pretty close.
Yeah. So we kind of talked about that one. I kind of ended up jumping into the...
Tell me what your quotes were.
You picked the same ones, like the Red Bull scene.
Yes.
So great. I also like when they like, when the guy like is like, you're an idiot. You really took this to heart where you said yes to every single thing, like towards the end. And he's like, that's what you told me to do. Like, yeah, but not literally. Yeah. It's like, you just need to be a yes man. You don't say yes to everything.
Yes.
And you're like, he's like, but it worked for so long. And he's like, you can't live like that. I don't know.
Another one that I like in that quote that I'm just remembering now, too, is when he gets beat up outside the bar. And he's like, every girl deserves to go to a ball.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
He like gets in
that
a
is so
over.
Funny.
That one. That's
every girl deserves to go to a ball. And then she's like, oh,
I just wanted to take her to a ball. Yeah.
And then a scene that I won't get too deep into, but the grandma.
I know.
I think it's so funny.
That's
the guy from Steve.
I think that's why Bria didn't like it. But.
Oh. But that guy from that 70s show, he's like, oh, really? So, and he sneaks in and goes and sees her after he heard about his story with her.
Yeah, that dude's got some sketchy stuff in his life now. Ooh,
I don't know anything about him.
Oh, he's in jail for rape. So. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Well, you could have just left it at he did something funny in that movie, but whatever.
Well, he doesn't.
You know, you can darken it up as much as you want.
Yeah.
It's our podcast. And, and we want it now.
Okay.
I immediately went to that. It's my money and I want it now.
Okay. I was like, what are you talking about? Okay.
So I just kept rolling with it.
I never noticed that this track is the shape of Yoshi. Did you ever notice that?
I didn't notice that. No.
That's crazy. All right.
So
go on.
Is it my next one?
Wait. What ones did we
just
do?
I
just
did yes.
Oh, no.
Man.
So it's my turn then.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give you this back then. Okay. Okay. So we're down into the top ones now. Number four. Number five. Sorry. Number five. Top five. Liar, Liar is my top five. So this was already on your list. So yep. I won't go over too much. I'm just going to do a couple of the lines that I like. One of the lines I like is, when his kid says to him, my teacher says real beauty is on the inside. And he says, that's just something ugly people say. And I was like,
I forgot about that part.
And then the other one that's great is when the girl with the, she has that crazy hair and she runs up. It's like when he first finds out he can't lie and he goes into the office and she goes, hey, I can't remember his name. Do you like my dress? And he's like, whatever takes the focus off your head.
And she doesn't know what to say. She's
and
like,
she's like But I do. Yeah, again, I just love that line. My teacher says real beauty is on the inside.
That's
just
so
something
funny.
Ugly people say. All right. That's my number five. What is your number five?
My number five's The Grinch.
Oh, okay. High up there.
Yeah. I mean, I love that movie. I can quote like the whole movie. I can quote a lot of Jim Carrey movies, actually.
Yeah,
pretty much the whole
these
thing.
These top four, I can
almost
quote
all
of them.
Awesome. Yeah, me too.
And they come up regularly in conversation, I feel like, with us.
Yeah, for sure. I like when he's I see you haven't been properly packaged, my dear.
Max,
he's like, pick out a bow. Can I borrow your finger for a minute?
yeah, that
and then
good.
Her dad comes in and he's like, oh, you've been practicing your rapping.
Honey, I am so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, that one's great. Love it, dude. That one is fantastic. I don't get to watch that one quite as much. I used to watch that a few times during Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And now with my wife not liking it, I just get to watch it once during Christmas season.
I like the ooh, ah, ee. That's it. I'm not going.
You do that a lot, dude. That one, I feel like I've seen you do a ton.
I do.
I'm not going.
That's it. I'm not going. My kids.
Like, whenever you dress up, like you go to church or whatever, and you dress it up, and you're like, ooh, ah, when I let you borrow my suit, and you're like, that's it. I'm not going. yeah. Anyway, good pick. Good pick.
Thanks. Yeah.
So it's back to me.
Yep, back to you.
Unless you had any other things you wanted to.
There's so many, and we've actually talked about the Grinch plenty. So I
okay.
Well, you know, in our Christmas episode, that definitely got brought up, and so
okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
My number four is Bruce Almighty. I think this one is fantastic. I think this is one of his best movies. It's really launched Steve Carell's career. When he's doing the scene. It's one of the few scenes I can point to in my life where, like, the first time I saw it, I was, like, literally crying laughing. I'll laugh pretty hard, but to, like, literally get me to tears, like, there are only a few scenes that have done that. Mm-hmm. And when Steve Carell is the news anchor and Jim Carrey is doing the voice, like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's so good the way that.
And he's sitting there typing.
And my hairy balls went to France or whatever. I don't know. Yes, so that's funny. Great. The other one funny. Is the other quote that I really like is, "Tell me why." He's interviewing, he finds out that he doesn't get the anchor job, and he's interviewing somebody on the boat, and it's an old lady.
Back to you.
Yeah, but before that, he's interviewing the old lady on the boat, and he's like.
What?
Tell me, why did you toss the blue heart of the ocean jewel over the railing of the Titanic? Did you feel bad at all at letting Leo DiCaprio die while you were safe on that big door?
Yes, I love that scene so much.
Yeah, so Bruce Almighty is great. I think that one's fantastic.
Yes, it's on my list. It's not my fourth. Obviously, it's higher than that.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I didn't get it. Think it'd get that high, so
I'm
happy about that.
Yeah,
that one's so great.
I watched that one a ton as a kid, and the I guess my fourth is Ace Ventura 2, and I had a hard time. I'm just gonna kind of give it away, I guess, but I had a hard time between Bruce Almighty and that.
Okay, cool.
Because,
well, that's okay. You can give it away
because. I was like, I ended up watching Bruce Almighty more than I did for Ace Ventura 2, but I love them equally. But I just, for a while, that was given to me for my birthday, Bruce Almighty.
Okay.
That DVD. And I watched it all the time. I even, like, Grandma Eileen, that's how I knew she hated Bruce, because I was sick. She was in town. I was sick. And I was at home from school, and she was kind of watching me. I'm like, Grandma, let's watch Bruce Almighty. It's my favorite movie. And she's like, I hate Jim Carrey. And I'm like,
no, she, was
she
like,
said it more like,
I hate Jim Carrey.
I do so freaking much. He's such a lousy fool.
I bet she was a little bit more like, he's just not very proper. He's a bit rude.
It was more like this. I know it.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. Burn her.
Love you, Grandma, if you listen to this.
Yeah. But I was like, we have to watch it, Grandma. Like, this is my favorite movie. She's like, fine, like, I'll do it, you know, and we did. But
so this is your number three?
This is my number four. Or no, sorry.
Yeah, but I want to.
Yes,
well,
Bruce Almighty is my
talking
third.
About it, that's okay. Because I just want to say one more thing. The other thing that I like about Bruce Almighty is that it has, like, a good heart to it, you know, as well. Like there's a good moral story mm-hmm. in that, and not all Jim Carrey movies have like that nice moral closing that you're like, oh, I feel
yeah, where
good
he gets
life.
He gets the powers of God. Yeah, that's
well, excellent. You know, and he realizes, you know, he realizes like life's not about just getting everything that you want, right? And that like the true joys in life come from relationships and building yeah. bonds with people and not stuff. And so I just like that. I like that aspect. So for also sure. great soundtrack.
I love the, I have my two favorite parts of that one, and I'll get back to Ace Ventura 2 since it's kind of like the two mixed yeah. just then, is the, I always say it in the car, like, ugh. And I drive a Hyundai Elantra, so it's stupid to say. But he's like, all these horses and no room to gallop. And then he's like, moves his fingers and all the cars go to the side. And he takes the Ferrari that he just turned from his, like, old crappier. Actually, his old car was pretty dope, too, in my opinion. Yeah. I don't remember what it was. But, yeah, I love that part. I say it all the time, but I'm in, like, a crappy slow car. So all these horses but no room to gallop. And then the yeah, monkey jumps on his shoulder and he's like, hello, anal dwelling butt monkey.
Yeah. That was great. That's a great line. I forgot about that. Oh, that's and so good.
I was going to mention it, but it's funny because the chat dad mentioned that as well. He put it in the chat, but the chat blanked it and was like, are you going to allow this? And the allow button just went away. I thought I could allow it whenever, but. So he had to bleep it. So he put A star 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 dwelling B star 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 monkey.
Anal dwelling butt monkey is yeah. not allowed, but cursing is.
Yeah. Well, it did the same message thing for the for the one Ken Van okay. Horn did. Okay. It's kind of funny. I mean, that's good. That's good. There's plenty of kids on.
No, yeah, I'm okay with it
on Twitch. So
but I thought
it was way funny that
I thought
one did
swearing
it.
Wasn't. A problem on Twitch,
but an anal dwelling butt monkey. Like I'm like, I guess
it was just where he was dwelling. An anal
butt monkey got pulled out. Like that's dumb.
And anus is just a part of the body. So I don't know what we're getting worked up about. Well, so, I should tell you mine then because my next one is because we're talking Bruce Almighty. My three was When Nature Calls. So we just had those
switch. Yeah.
So go ahead and do When Nature Calls.
Okay.
And then I'll to talk about Nature Calls too.
I like that.
So we'll just talk about that one now.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
So we never had this one, but our cousin Charles C., who's been on the podcast, 90s episode.
I remember
90s Bree album.
Showing it to me personally.
Yeah, I was just saying that our family, those cousins, they had it, and we watched it a lot at their house because we thought Jim Carrey was hilarious.
And now Becca quotes it and hasn't even seen it.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I should tell that story, huh? So we have a book, an A to Z book of animals for Becca, and it says this sounds. We would do the sounds as well as the letter, right? So it'd be like B for bear, and we go, "What does bear say? Rawr," you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when we got to Y was a yak, and Becca was like, "What sound does a yak make?" And I went, "Yak goes." Yak, yak, and my wife doesn't. She's like, "What the heck?" But now my daughter, my 2-year-old, if you say, "What does a yak say?" She goes, "Yak." I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't realize that. I forgot that. My favorite quotes are bumblebee tuna, bumblebee tuna,
bumblebee tuna.
Excuse me, your balls are showing. Bumblebee tuna.
And then the next scene, he's like shooting spitballs at the guy on the freaking
who can't move.
Post.
Really?
He's
that
good.
Was so great. With my help, he could be the best.
I need to watch that one again, too. I didn't make it
through
that one.
Yeah, me too. The other quote I like in that is, excuse me, is there something in my teeth when he's got the asparagus?
Yeah, that's that same scene where he goes, do not pass go, do not
click. Yeah, and that's my next quote. So he's like, and you must be the Monopoly guy.
And she's wearing the big old fur coat, and he's like, puts him over his head.
You should put some fur, you should try it sometime. All righty then. He just freaking knocks her out. Ooh, ah.
Sucks the butt. I love
what
that.
What else on that one? Did you have another quote?
I needed to quote one more from Bruce Almighty.
Okay, go for it.
I almost missed a quote. I love when he hands her the flowers that he made up and he goes, these are a rare breed, a new breed. They're a mix between tulips and daisies. I call them today'sies. I actually did that to Ariel the other day.
You did?
Yeah. I brought her flowers and I said it, and I don't remember if she picked up on the full joke, but I'm like, it was from Bruce Almighty.
I also always, when I say the word beautiful now because of Bruce Almighty, I have to go
beautiful. Yeah. I do that always too. Yeah. Always. There's another one in there that, oh, life is like a big cookie. take a couple of nuts and it views over to them, pans over to them.
And that's the word of cookie crumbles.
And that, I like it. So good.
Okay, so.
Okay, let's move on then.
Yeah, so my number two then.
You're
right?
Number two.
We're getting close. We got to actually move this along. So,
yeah.
My number two, this was very difficult for me. Okay. I went back and forth between one and two.
Me too.
Over and over and over again. And I finally decided my number one because I think my number one is the movie that got me into Jim Carrey the most. It's the one that I watched the most and I was just obsessed with. So my number two.
I'm saying, but if you say the wrong one, I'm going to be like, what the heck?
I know, it's
going to
be
funny.
My number two is Dumb and Dumber. Is that what you're what?
Yes. Why? I was like,
okay,
oh, yeah.
Just hold on. Uh-huh. So, number two, Dumb and Dumber.
Really?
It's my list. I'll have my reasons when I get to my number one.
You shut your whore mouth and you change it right now. I will not allow this.
This one, though, hands down, has the most quotable lines of any of the movies. It does. It's
yeah,
fantastic.
For sure.
It was so hard for me to pick lines, so I'm just going to go through a couple of them.
I took care of it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna
sold my dead bird Petey to a blind kid.
Okay, so here are some of my favorites. Well, according to the map, we've only gone 4 inches.
Huh, big gulps, huh? Well, see you later.
That was what I'm like. Okay. Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. And he's like, what made you guess? He's like, well, saw your luggage and your plane ticket, put two and two together. This one, no way.
Where are you
he
headed?
Walks into the bar and he's like, no way. That's great. We landed on the moon. Because he sees the article.
The old article.
And then this has to be one of my favorite lines.
Hold on, real quick. That one, well, he's in the limo still.
Yeah.
He says the, oh man, it just left. Dang it. Keep going then.
Okay, it'll come back.
Yeah.
My probably favorite line of the whole movie, there are a lot, but this is probably one of my favorites. He says, we have no food, we have no jobs, our pets' heads are falling off. I love that line. So, Dumb and Dumber, it was my number one for a long time. I felt like it was a little too predictable, and I'm going to go. There's a reason why my number one is my number one. But Dumb and Dumber is phenomenal. It's so quotable. I can almost quote. I think I could probably quote that whole movie.
Oh, I bet our whole family could.
Yeah. If we sat down.
Except
in
for
a
mom,
circle,
she'd laugh like, at us quoting it the whole time. Yeah.
I do the spilt the salt all the time. Like, spilling the salt is very bad.
Better throw it over your right shoulder.
Anyway, sea bass.
Pointing at him.
So that's my number two. Go ahead, Jordan. What's your number two?
So mine's.
I know what your number two is.
Oh, the scene from Dumb and Dumber is, So where are you headed? Aspen. Ah, California. I say that for everything. Like all things all the time. I've said it at work and they're like, why do you say that? I've said it to people and they're like dumbfounded. Like, no, not at all.
That's crazy.
And I'll say it for any sort of like place that's said. They'll be like, you know, I'm going on vacation. Like, where are you headed? Bear Lake. I'm like, ah, California. And they're like, why are you an idiot? Like, that's the look they give me. And I'm like, really? You don't pick up on like, I feel like that is like one of the biggest quotes ever in my head.
The other one is the, where are you from? Austria. Ah, good night, mate.
Good night, mate.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
And then he rolls his head up in the window.
My driver's lost. yeah, so great.
Yeah, so my, obviously this places it for me. My second one's Ace Ventura. So if you can't guess my first, you're crazy.
Yeah.
But I love my favorite. There are so many good parts. I love the football scene.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So I'm just going to say,
put me in, coach.
I know something, but it's all psychological.
Let's do that in an instant replay.
How they got through that movie,
I can't imagine how.
From start to finish. Warning, a-holes may be closer than they appear. So that's,
by the way, do you have a mint? Perhaps some banaka?
It's so immature. Yeah. It's the most immature film ever. And this is my number one. So I'm just going to talk about it while we're here. This is my number one.
Well, I wasn't done talking about it.
Well, I figured we could. Okay, go ahead.
I'm totally joking.
This is my number one. And I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain why it's my number one. So I went back and forth with Dumb and Dumber, but the reason why is I watched this one more than Dumb and Dumber, and this one felt like it was like mine, whereas Dumb and Dumber always felt like it was dad's, like dad watched that movie. But that one came out while we were young and we got to see it, and it was popular and we watched it all the time. Mm-hmm. I watched this movie so much. And I just was like, Dumb and Dumber is very predictable anyway. And I really do think that if I had to pick, when I think of Jim Carrey, I honestly don't go straight to Dumb and Dumber. I go to Ace Ventura. That's the one I just go to.
I guess I think I kind of do because I like his character. Like he's a goofball in both, but he's dumb in the one, and he's just a straight up. He's like a smart, dumb goofball Ace Ventura. So I agree. They were a fight for me too. Yeah, but I was kind of like, man, there is not a family meeting that goes by without a Dumb and Dumber quote. I feel like that's why I'm like,
yeah,
like we can't not quote Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I'd say if you're picking like top five most quoted movies in our family, that one would definitely make the list.
Yes,
along with like Monty Python and maybe Waterboy,
Zoolander. But
go on though about that one. Go on. I'll do my quotes after.
Okay. Well, I like the Ace Ventura where the old guy walks up behind him and he goes, Ventura. And he's like, yes, Satan?
Yes. That's so good. I forgot about that line.
I love that part.
Oh, sorry, sir. I thought you were somebody else.
And then he just goes in and shuts the door on his like slams it. Right, thank you. spank you. That's what he says. Spank you.
Spank you later. I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were somebody else. Oh, it's so good. I forgot that one, man. Yeah. That's great.
And that's like right at the beginning. So,
And the box, the package at the beginning is hilarious too. Like he's just like kicking it down the hallway and he's like
doing the flips.
He's slamming it in the elevator and it's like, and he like looks, oh, sorry, that's me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, right? I do, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I just had to get confirmation because I'm insecure.
What do you, the goal at the end when he kicks it?
Yeah.
Goal!
You're going to want to sign for that. Yeah. Here, initial here. Thanks, sir. I can fill out the rest.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, what he's like, sounds broken. Most likely, sir, but I bet it was something nice, though. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So obviously that brings me...
Well, I'll do my... Because I just have a couple quotes of that one.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you finish with Dumb and Dumber. So my favorite quotes on that one are, "Excuse me, I'm looking for Ray Finkel." And then he puts the gun at his face and he's like, "And a clean pair of shorts." And the other one is when he comes out of the bathroom and he's just drenched and soaked because he went in a shark tank and he's missing. And he's like, "Whoo, do not go in there." And then when they go outside, he's like, "I'm so sorry. I'll get the plumbing right on it." And he's like, "I hope you do. If I had been drinking that toilet water, I could have died."
Yes.
And I still remember password. Password, New England clam chowder. Is that the red or the white? I can never remember that. Or when he's headbanging, he's like, So that was my number one. That's why it's my number one. Jordan, go ahead. What's your number one?
My number one is Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
I got it, dude.
Okay. Yeah, you did. You got it.
So yeah. We kind of talked about it, so it's fine. There are sixes, both those, to me too. So, they're ones, I guess, not sixes. Quotes from that are, we've kind of talked about them. The Landed on the Moon, I always do that. My kids think I'm so weird when I do.
One day they'll
are those your
skis?
It. Yeah. Both of them? Yeah.
I forgot about that. Cool.
Cool, yeah.
Or just the poop scene with him. He's just pooping his pants. What are you doing? Shaving.
I was just trying to save on time.
So I've heard a rumor about that movie that the ending was initially written for them to get on the bus with the hot girls at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like they ride off into the sunset and they were idiots, but they get rewarded with they go on tour with a bunch of
bikini models
and they put on sunscreen, right? And this is a rumor. I don't know how true this is, but I heard that Jim Carrey was like, "No, it can't end that way. Like, they're too dumb." And so he kind of like talked to him like, "What if we improvise this?" And he like went and did the, "I'm sorry, my friend's a little slow. The town is back that way." He's like, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. And that's a great way to end it. You're like, "Why would you do that?"
Yeah. hey, I called the Salt Lake City, the airport there, and all the ski resorts were all filmed. Mm-hmm. Is ski resorts were in Park City, and the airport scene at the beginning was at Salt Lake. So,
it's filmed. Yeah, Dad threw in a quote from that one. I don't know if it was a quote, but "The Snowball to the Face" by Jeff Daniels is hilarious. Not Jim, but from
yes,
the movie.
When he just slams the girl in the face with the snowball.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on.
Then he sticks the tongue on the ice.
Yeah.
Anybody happen to have a cup of warm water?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. I love that movie. Well, anything else, Jordan? Any other movies you'd like to talk about? Or
I did want to do a quick shout out. It's not a movie, but it's Jim Carrey. Involved in it, In Living Color.
Oh, yeah.
Is a TV series, like a comedy sketch comedy show. And they are so funny. And my favorite one from it, I used to quote it all the time. I still do. Is Jim Carrey does a spoof rap for Vanilla Ice, and it's called White White Baby. And so, "I'm really white, white baby." Boom, 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 yeah, boom.
He does so good. You know, my favorite one from that is Firefighter Dan. Did but, you ever see that? Yeah, where he just comes in and talks to the kids and he's like burnt to a crisp.
I like the one where he goes into the store and he picks up a watermelon and he just goes. And it's gone.
Yeah.
And he just sets it down and walks away like.
He's so funny, dude. His physical humor is just, it's so top notch. The only other one I wanted to mention was Eternal Rays of the, I can't remember what.
I'm trying to remember the rap though now. It's like, I'm white and I'm capitalizing. Do you remember it at all?
I don't. I know that sketch, but I don't know it well enough to like.
I watched it a lot. I actually downloaded it and had it on my iPod. Like the scroll iPod, I downloaded that as a music video for it. I loved it so much.
It is good. I did want to shout out Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and Man on the Moon. Those are more serious roles. I remember really liking it. It was weird when I watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And Man on the Moon is a really, really great movie. And it's one about... Andy, oh man, I can't remember his name. The dude that Jim Carrey plays, Kaufman, Andy Kaufman. Mm. And he does a phenomenal job in it. And I really like that. And there's also a documentary about that, becoming Andy Kaufman and how serious he took going into that role. And it really showed how amazing he is as an actor. So just want to shout that out. He's a decent actor. And he's great, and we have a soft spot for Jim Carrey in our
Yes, we do. Hearts. We do. Very much so. He's amazing.
Anything else on the chat before we close it out?
Yeah, Dad just said Man on the Moon won a Golden Globe. He said something about Fire Marshal Bill as well.
Oh, yeah, it's not Fire Marshal Dan, Fire Marshal Bill.
It's Fire Marshal Bill. Yeah, but the other one in, I don't know, I can't remember if I've seen one with Jim Carrey in it, but from that is the Homie the Clown.
Oh, yeah, that, Homie Don't Play
Homie
That.
Homie Don't Play That.
That is
it's him with the sock thing.
That is in Living Color.
Yeah. All right, anyways.
He's the only white dude on that sketch comedy.
Yeah, it's so good. He does such a good job in it, too. But I think we need to wrap it up. We've kind of gone over.
Yeah, so, the only other thing we're going to say is we are going to, our lives are kind of chaotic and a little busy right now. And we are going to change things up a little bit. We are going to go from weekly episodes. Instead, we are going to do bi-weekly episodes. So we're going to do an episode every 2 weeks. It's just easier for us to manage. And we do this just for fun and a hobby. So we appreciate everybody that's been listening. And we hope you continue to tune in. But we are just going to do it every other week now. Every other
also,
Wednesday, same time. But
once we get moved into our new studio... we're going to, mainly me, you'll see me, streaming on Twitch often. So you can still hop on and I'll kind of be playing and talking and hanging out, and Matt will come over some, maybe on our off week Wednesdays and stuff.
And
we'll be doing stuff like that. We'll just be playing games and just BS. And like we did, which is why we decided to do this podcast. So, you know, we, every time we hung out, that's what we did. We played these fun, nostalgic or new games together, and we just BS'd, and we're like, dude, we should put this in, we should do something with this. So we want to make sure that we're not losing sight of like what.
Yeah. We also don't want the content to dip for the podcasters too. I feel like, if we do it every 2 weeks, it gives us time to prep for what we want to do. Whereas when it's every week, we both have families and lives.
Sometimes
going
we
on
get
and,
rushed,
and we have jobs, and we feel like we're rushing the episodes a bit. So, for the podcasters, it will be biweekly. It'll probably be biweekly for a little bit once the studio's up and running.
You'll see us just kind of randomly on Twitch, or maybe maybe
just
every
Jordan,
Wednesday on Twitch or something, but. Who knows? Yeah. We'll play it by ear. But we appreciate all of our followers following and joining in and commenting and being there for us. We think it's awesome. We, again, like to just kind of invite you to give us some ideas. Email us at superdaviesbros@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And give us ideas. Also,
you want to hop
if
on.
You want to get on, like anybody, if you're watching these on YouTube down the line, on Twitch down the line, wherever you're finding them, or on Spotify, and you want to hop on, like, just email us and we'll make it happen. We're even looking into currently doing somebody online completely, so we won't have to have you right here in the studio, and we'll be able to join you in. So that's also an option we can look into if you're not comfortable coming in. So just email us and we'd like to try.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We just want to make sure it's fun and casual, and we, yeah, again, we just appreciate everybody for listening every week. It's crazy. So we're just gonna go to bi-weekly, but thank you guys so much. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And then follow us on our Facebook for the polls. And
Dad just commented a good podcast episode, so maybe we can do this. But yeah, he said famous movie lines would be a great podcast.
Love that one.
That is really cool. So we'll have to put that in the books. And if somebody wants to jump on, Dad, whoever, let us know.
All right, guys. All right, well, man, thank you so much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All righty.
All righty. See you all.
Bye. The Super Davis Bros podcast is produced, edited, and mixed by Matthew and Jordan Davis.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email is superdavisbros@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all social media platforms.